Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Riding the Headwinds of Business. Ever run or cycled into a headwind? You have to work a lot harder to make the same progress that normally comes a lot more easily. Conversely, running or riding with the wind at your back is a glorious feeling. On a recent ride, I had plenty of opportunity to consider how headwinds and tailwinds apply to business as I tried to distract myself from all the huffing and puffing I was doing just to maintain a decent speed. Here's what I came up with. The prevailing winds of business can make a huge difference in the amount of effort a company has to exert to be successful. Market shifts like the emergence of a new technology or the discovery of a new raw material create a tailwind which companies can use to their company's advantage. For example, YouTube enjoyed a rapid ascent thanks to the democratization of video recording capabilities. Or a company's foundation can be threatened by a headwind, like when Kodak found itself blown away by how digital imaging transformed the use, value, and meaning of cameras and picture taking. Consumer trends also create head and tailwinds. Demographic shifts like the growing aging market have fueled the success of Oil of Olay's Regenerous skincare products, while attitudinal changes like the growing concern for the environment drove a Hummer, pardon the pun, out of business. Developments in channels and distribution function like winds as well. Shopping malls and mobile payment providers are operating in head and tailwinds respectively. And political environments speed and slow businesses as the impact of recent changes in taxation, regulation, and healthcare demonstrates. Although a generous wind at your back doesn't guarantee success, business is generally better when the winds are working in your favor. Entrepreneurs would be wise to ascertain the prevailing winds of the market before developing their business model and plan. And established players need to maintain enough nimbleness to navigate the changing winds in their business environment. But it's not always possible to go with the flow, and sometimes there's more to gain from zagging when others zig. Fritz Maytag didn't allow his microbrewery Anchor Brewing to get caught up in the category's popularity whirlwind of the 1990s, and so the label continues to enjoy a strong reputation and high price premium today. And at a time when most e-commerce companies are using a dropship model to offset inventory risks in a volatile economy, Zappos has engendered a remarkable customer loyalty, in part because it chooses to face the headwind and manage its distribution in order to control the customer experience. So the point is not to avoid headwinds, but rather to be aware of the head and tailwinds impacting your business, and to develop your strategies and run your operations accordingly. If you're determined to tackle a headwind, some lessons from my running and cycling experiences apply. First, go slow and be deliberate. When it comes to headwinds, BFI, an abbreviation for brute force and ignorance, which I've heard the Army uses, is not the way to go. I've learned the hard way that trying to blast through a headwind rarely works. The same goes for business. Pace yourself and prepare for a long, hard haul. You'll want to dole out expenditures slowly, set interim goals which keep you on track toward your ultimate objective, and double up on efforts to boost morale. And you'll want to ensure every step you take moves you closer to your goal, which requires careful analysis and planning. Accenture Institute for High Performance researchers report that conservative financial management and a bias toward profitable internal growth over acquisitions enabled companies to successfully face the headwinds of the early 1990s recession. You'll also want to remove distractions and detractions. When I cycle into the wind, I zip up my jersey and I crouch down a bit in order to lessen the mass for the wind to catch. I also keep my focus on the road and don't look around as much so that I can channel all my energy to the ride. In the same way, businesses should cut, or at least delay, activities and programs which aren't core to the mission. You'll want to focus all resources on the task at hand and eliminate the things like bureaucratic processes, stale partnerships, and perhaps even cultural norms which are slowing you down. Unfortunately, in some cases, this might mean cutting jobs. Kodak has emerged from a potential demise in part by slashing its workforce from 60,000 in 1982 to around 7,000 today. I also believe running and cycling hold some valuable lessons for operating in tailwinds too. Don't become overconfident. I can't tell you how many times I've unknowingly run with a tailwind and chalked up my speedy time and great feeling to my training, only to turn around to head home and get woken up from my delusion by the strong headwind. When your company experiences success, it may be tempting to attribute your progress to having the smarts that your competitors don't, or to running a more efficient operation, or to having superior leadership. While all of these may be true, it's likely that the winds of business have also been working in your favor. You need to keep your corporate ego in check and not become overconfident. Taking favorable market conditions for granted can blind you from the need to develop new strategies and capabilities. So far, Apple has been riding a great wave. I hope the recent Antennagate isn't evidence of a dangerous arrogance. And you'll want to conserve some resources. Taking advantage of a tailwind makes sense. When I'm running with one, I pick up my pace knowing I can go farther and faster than normal, and I enjoy it for sure. But I always conserve some energy, even if I'm not on an out-and-back route and worried about facing a headwind on my way back. I never know when I'll need an extra boost to get around a detour, or if a yellow light is going to necessitate a last-minute sprint across a large intersection, or even if another runner comes up on my heels and my competitive spirit kicks in. Likewise, companies should always be prepared for surprise detours, deadlines, and competitive attacks. Andy Grove's famous motto, "Only the paranoid survive," definitely applies here. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at DeniseLeeYan.com. Take care and thanks again.